Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
God sorg vir jou, God sorg vir jou. He cares about you. If he cares about the animals, if he cares about the birds, if he cares about everything else, how much more about you? That's what the book of Matthew says. He cares, he cares. And that is joyous celebration this morning. God sorg vir jou. And before that, it was CRC Music making rivers. He makes rivers in the deserts, even now. Why is it so hard for us to trust him? I'm so delighted. Now, I'm talking to Pastor Miriam Mashego. And as I said, Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. We are dissecting this this book together with Ma this morning. How are you, my queen?
I'm very well, and how are you, Thandwa Sam? All is well with you?
Yo, the studio is 17 degrees Celsius. Can I come to your office and present from there today? I had to put on my heavy jacket because I came in, took it off, and I'm like, So it seems like it's worse than outside.
But we thank God that we were forewarned of seasons, right?
This
is the same thing about our lives.
Yeah.
That we go through different seasons. And then sometimes when you are in your winter season or rainy season, you actually remove your eyes from God. You gallivant, you run around like a headless chicken because you have forgotten that the year, for it to become a fruitful year, it should be seasonal.
It should go through all those seasons.
And we must go through all seasons. And it's amazing that in our own lives and journeys, when we are not looking at challenges, but on a daily basis, we actually put up with the different seasons. Like you said, this morning you put on different layers. But you went out and you forged on. And now we are talking. You are not sleeping and saying, well, I'm not doing anything because it's winter, right? No, we forge on. We trust that, you know what, this season is going to be over soon, you know? This morning and yesterday, God, you know, compelled me to just relook at this chapter or this scripture, you know, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Before I dive into it, because you know me, I get excited when I'm speaking about our majesty, his majesty, our Father and our Lord and Savior. Let me just take this opportunity and greet you and our fellow companions. And brothers and sisters in Christ, and I just greet you all, and I hope that you're still encouraged in the Lord. I like what David said. He says when he's discouraged, he normally encourages himself in the Lord. And how does he do that? By worshiping and praising and praying and fasting and just hoping, because remember, our currency in this kingdom, Spongile, it's faith, and we cannot afford to allow the devil to sneak in fearful thoughts and fearful imaginations, because God did not give us that spirit. Remember, he said he's given us the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and the spirit of sound mind, and not the spirit of fear. So when you find yourself fearful in any situation, just know that you have a visitor and is renting or living freely in your mind. And it's just hoying all these fearful ideas. That's not from God. God did not create us to be worried about anything. And hence they say in Psalm 55, we must cast all our burdens unto him. And when after casting our burdens and our worries and our challenges and our valleys and our storms unto him, we then stand still. Because he said, be still and know that I am God. Because we trust him. But this morning he wants us to delve deep on Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, which reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. And I'm going to unpack the lean not in your own understanding, because I think that's where I was also battling.
Yeah.
I have an opportunity that has presented itself. I mean, it just walked into my life, and I'm contemplating whether this is from God or not. And I think for the past 2 days, I've been praying about it. And yesterday and this morning, the Lord just laid this scripture: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. So I'm going to unpack lean not in your own understanding. What does it mean, and how does it entail, and how to go about it on a daily basis, trusting in God? The first one is that we must trust in the Lord. This emphasizes the importance of placing complete faith in God rather than relying solely on our personal judgment. You know, so when you start thinking about incident that could go wrong, then you must know that you are learning in your own understanding. When you start planning ahead of any situation going wrong, then you must know that you are leaning on your own understanding. You then don't trust God. You envisage, you anticipate, you foresee things that are not as if they are. Then we must know that it is fear that is ruling us. And you know that somebody said fear is a acronym for false evidence appearing real. So you foresee something that is not as if it is. Mm. So it means we don't trust in God, that God is with and God is in control, that all things work together for our good. So we start now trying to unfold and plan ahead. What if something like this happens? This is how I'm going to tackle it. So on your own, you are now going through the same scenario, same situation. Meantime, God says, bring it to me. And after bringing it to me, I don't want you to worry about it. Mm. I want you to start praising me and thanking me for the outcome, because remember, whatever outcome comes our way, God's plans for our lives are good, are good, and are to prosper us. So anything that will happen out of whatever situation you find yourself in, the outcome is for our good. And we must trust that God loves us, and God has got plans for us, and God has prepared good things for us in for the future. So we can't be worried about anything.
And then I
like not on our own understanding. This is now you and me, Sibongile. We must acknowledge our own limited human understanding and limitation. You know, our perspective can be flawed. Our perspective are limited, and we may lack insight into the bigger picture. We don't know anything. We don't know everything. We don't know tomorrow. I don't even know what will happen in the next hour upon my life. So why should I worry and entertain any evil thought that comes to my mind instead of me trusting in God? And leaning on our own understanding can manifest itself in different ways. And I'm just going to highlight few examples. You know, the first example would be, what do I mean when I say leaning on our own understanding? Leaning on our own understanding, number one, is with making decisions without prayer. Choosing a course of action based solely on our personal logic or feelings. Without seeking God's guidance or wisdom. Somebody comes to you and say, there's an opportunity, do you want to apply for it? You don't seek God. You don't pray about it. You just make that decision to go. Somebody says, let's go. There's an event here and there. And then you just go without even asking God, am I supposed to go? Yeah. Is this for me? Is this an opportunity? Is this a door that you've opened for me? You just do it without seeking God's counsel. And sometimes when we lean on our own understanding, we do without thinking of the consequences. And hence, sometimes you end up paying for those consequences, because you don't even know the people who would invite you into sitting at the table where God doesn't want you to sit, walking with people that God has not ordained, being in association with people that are not godly, or they don't know God, or they are against your journey and against God's counsel. You know, I like what someone would say when it says, oh, the joys of those who did not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. Sometimes we are invited in tables where we're not supposed to be, but we don't seek God's counsel. We just find ourselves in the midst of crowd and people and associates that are not ordained by God, and we end up doing things that are not godly. So it's important that before making a decision, we pray about it and we seek counsel from God and say, God, is this what you want me to do? That's number one. Number two, ignoring wise counsel. And that is leaning on your own understanding when you ignore wise counsel. Dismissing advice from trusted friends, trusted families, or mentors, or destiny helpers, or apostles, or leaders, or spiritual fathers, because you believe your perspective is superior. So sometimes one would try to give you counsel, and you're like, you know what, I don't care, I'm going ahead. And I've seen that in marriages sometimes, that you will take somebody to your parents or your mom to meet your potential. And sometimes your mom, after they've left, after 2 days, your mom might say, I don't feel good about that person. And you're like, yeah, Ma, you're like that. You're very judgmental. This is my person, you know. and then we forget that some people that are especially grounded in the Lord, they actually discern. And most of us, when we are what we call in love, we don't discern. We don't ask God, is this the right person for me? Are we heading towards the same direction? Are we even going to the same destiny? We just get excited because we're feeling those thrills and excitement and goosebumps, you know, and we get excited about nothing. Meantime, this person is not even going to where we are going. This person is not godly. This person does not even love the same God that you subscribe to. He's got his own plan. He's doing his own thing. And some of them are even agents that are sent to just to distract your life. Because you must remember, when Satan wants to distract you from reaching destiny, he sends people. And half of the time, those people you get excited about, meantime, they are just agents sent by Satan. Same as angels that are sent by God, Satan can also send agents that are just going to distract and disrupt your life in such a way that you wouldn't know whether you are coming or going. So it's very important that we listen to wise counsel and we accept wise counsel. You know, the Bible character that comes to mind when I'm talking about wise counsel is King Saul.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah,
okay. All right. you know, in 1 Samuel verse 13, Saul was instructed to wait for the prophet Samuel to offer sacrifices before going into battle. However, Saul, he grew impatient and took it upon himself to perform the sacrifices, believing it was necessary for victory. This act of disobedience demonstrated his reliance on his own judgment and understanding rather than waiting for God's timing. The second example about the same King Saul, in 1 Samuel 28, when he was faced with despair and uncertainty about the impending battle against the Philistine, Saul, remember, sought out guidance from the medium, the witch of Endor, instead of turning to God. This decision reflected his failure to trust in God's guidance and marked for a significant departure from his early reliance on divine counsel. And sometimes we get impatient and we consult. We go to prophets that are using foreign things from the kingdom of God. We go to in sangomas because we are impatient. We don't want to wait on God. We don't want to seek counsel from God. We get impatient on our way and we just decide, you know what, I'm going to just consult. I'm going to find counsel from somebody else. I'm going to consult a palm reader or a medium. I'm going to read on my star signs and just get guidance from that, you know. And the consequences for Paul's reliance on his own understanding led to severe consequences, including the loss of God's favor and ultimately his downfall as king. So his story serves as a cautionary tale about the importance of seeking God's guidance rather than relying solely on our personal judgment, you know. And sometimes we rely, when we lean on our own understanding, we actually rely on our past experiences. And you say, I've done this before. You know, so we assume our past outcome will dictate future results, leading to decisions based on previous successes or failures rather than current circumstances. So sometimes you would say, no, last time I did it this way and it worked.
Ganti, this time it's supposed to take a different direction.
That's it. This time you must also remember new dimensions, new devils, you know? So you can't rely on your past experiences and say, this is what I did last time and it worked. And sometimes it's overthinking situations. And I spoke to this earlier on, that when we lean on our own understanding, we half of the time overthinking situations. We analyze problems excessively, trying to find solutions your own reasoning instead of trusting God to provide clarity. So you sit there and sometimes you even bite your nails. You're thinking, okay. So you are thinking excessively about the problem. You're entertaining it wherever you're going.
So overthinking is wrong because that means you're
wrong.
Not trusting God.
God, you're not seeking God for clarity. You're not trusting, you're not casting anything on God. You are entertaining this thought that is so heavily on you, and you think by entertaining it, you're going to come up with a solution. So you are actually relying on yourself because you're overthinking, and in your overthinking, you're trying to find a solution through your own reasoning and perspective, instead of trusting God. He says, trust God with all your mind, body, soul, and spirit.
Yeah.
You're not trusting God when you're overthinking. You are actually, when you're overthinking, you're leaning in your own understanding. Why? Because you fear of the unknown. So you're allowing anxiety about future uncertainties to dictate your decision, rather than trusting God. And trusting in God, and trusting that God has a plan for this as well. So you fear the unknown, you entertain worry, you overthink it, you turn it and spin it around, you analyze your problems excessively, that you can't think of anything else but this. And that on its own, you are leaning on your own understanding. God is out of the window. You're not trusting in him. You're not praying. You're trying to get a solution. So sometimes it's leaning in your own understanding incorporates pursuing personal goals. You're focusing on personal ambition without considering how they align with your values and faith, leading to potential misalignment with God's purpose. Sometimes they would call you in an organization that you know that they're actually not serving God.
Yeah.
But because you're ambitious, because you have goals, because
you don't even ask
future,
God.
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will even nudge you and say, they serve a foreign God. Their altar is completely different. But you ignore that because you want this so much. And I'll still go back to people that are single. Sometimes when you're single, a prospective suitor will approach you and you are so excited because they are talking your language. They're talking about marriage, settling down, you know, and they are running against time and they want to settle now. You don't even go to God for seeking for counsel. You don't even ask the faith whether they are aligned to your faith, same values and same faith. You're just excited. And after you wake up after honeymoon, Norman, this person is not actually saved. And I think I also fell in the same trap where I was just leaning on my own understanding. And when I met somebody claiming that they know the Bible in and out, I assumed that they actually are of same faith. Meantime, they have their own agenda. So it's very important that we should not lean on our own understanding. And sometimes leaning on our own understanding incorporates rationalizing actions, you know, justifying choices that may not be ethically sound or aligned with your beliefs by convincing yourself that is the best option. So you say, yeah, well, I'm doing it. I think it's right. If it was wrong, God would have said it. And sometimes God would say, no, don't do that. You're like, okay, no, I don't think this is right.
So there's something that we also say, and I want us to take a break. Mom Nicoline cannot help but laugh. This is my person. Woo! Okay, there's something that I would like to ask. Okay, but let's take a break, and then when you come back, you will respond to that. When we say, but everything says it's right, I feel good about it. Because we do that a lot, and but there are questions for you to answer that and say, Mara, it feels okay. It's because there are questions around that thing that you are, or that decision, or yeah. So when it feels right, does it automatically mean that it is right because it feels right? Let's take a break, and then we'll come back to you some more. My family, you can talk to us. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322 and 082-657-2729 is the WhatsApp line. 37871 is the SMS line.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
That's where you at. That's where you at. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 11 o'clock with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. And when I say goodbye, Germany Yanni Belser comes through with perspective. And he is going to be with you up until 12 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, Lukom Grady Putti comes through with Heart to Heart. I'm not alone. I'm with Moruti Miriam Mashiko, and we are talking on the book of Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Lean not, or trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. So, Ma, when we went to that song by Pastor Sipho Ngwenya featuring Kate Nyamenze, You Are High and Lifted Up, I asked a question, and the question is, when it feels right, does it make it right because it feels right?
Yeah, I'm laughing because we are half of the time controlled by our feelings, but sometimes feeling that something is right does not necessarily mean it is from God. Our feelings can be influenced by various factors, including your personal desires, your emotions, and your external circumstances. It is important to seek confirmation through prayer, scripture, and wise counsel. Remember, there's a biblical scripture in Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 14, verse 12, that says there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death.
Yeah.
So there's a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. And this is when you are led by your feelings. God has got nothing to do with your feelings. Mm. How you feel. No, God is, God's ways and His values are based on faith and not feelings. Mm. Feelings are deceiving. feelings, you know when sometimes you're supposed to pray or read the Bible. Let's say, for instance, your time every day is to pray around about 9 o'clock. Feelings will tell you 8:30 that you are tired, you need to sleep. Mm. There's no time to pray.
Mm.
Sometimes when you are fasting, whether you are alone, personal fasting or corporate fasting, feelings will tell you that you are hungry.
Mm.
So feelings are very deceptive.
Mm.
You cannot rely on your feelings. There is a way that appears to be right. That's when you feel, I am certain this is it. You're feeling.
Mm.
But in the end, it leads to death.
Mm.
This verse highlights the importance of not solely relying on our feelings or understanding.
Mm.
Instead, we should seek God's guidance and wisdom to discern what is truly right.
Mm.
To discern what is truly right. So, so recognizing these tendencies that at some point we must not lean on our own understanding can help you shift towards a more faith-centered approach in decision-making. Ask yourself, is this thing godly?
Mm.
Will God smile at me? What would Jesus say if I was walking with him
and
doing exactly what I'm doing? Because sometimes you feel like drinking. You feel like going gallivanting.
Mm.
You feel like going dancing. You feel like going to that place. You feel like having a relationship.
Mm.
And you feel a lot of things.
Mm.
My question is, does that mean you must action on it?
Sure.
So we need to discern, Zwongile.
We need to discern.
We can't always entertain. You know, there was a time when, and I think I told you this story, there was a time when somebody broke into one of my properties and broke into different cars, and I knew who this person was. And I felt like I wanted to harm him.
Mm.
And at some point, I find myself in the presence of ungodly counsel and people that were wicked, and they were planning to do things, and they were asking me to pay them to do things on this guy. It was a feeling.
Mm.
I felt like I wanted to take justice into my own hands. But is it right to do that?
Mm.
Because I would end up in prison.
Yeah.
There are so many things that we feel we must do.
Mm.
And especially when we feel we are dealt incorrectly or justice was not served.
Mm.
We want to go out and take the law into our own hands.
Mm.
That doesn't mean that you're right to do that. Because you'll end up in prison. You get what I'm saying. So feelings can be deceiving, and feelings sometimes can be led by the devil himself, leading you into areas where you will never come back. Look at them. Remember Samson. Samson felt like he wanted these fair women. It was a feeling.
Mm.
You know, David was sleeping while everybody was in the battlefield. He saw something. He felt something. He saw Bathsheba on the rooftop.
Mm.
He felt.
Mm.
And what did he do?
Mm.
He ended up doing a lot of things that spiraled into his downfall.
Yeah,
he ended up sinning. He asked people to go and grab that woman. He came back. After that, he tried to hide his own sin. He ended up killing his Uri. Remember?
Mm, mm, mm.
And impregnating Bathsheba and his son dying, all of these things were based on feelings and what he saw.
Mm.
And he became lustful. So yes, we can feel that something is right. Something is right. Yeah, I see David saw that body and she's bathing naked. And he felt, okay, wow, I can't miss that. I'm feeling.
Mm.
You can't base your life on your feelings.
Mm.
How many times have you felt, I want that man, hey, but I can't.
Mm.
I'm not even married to him.
Mm.
You know, you feel like we can. We're Christians.
So the body might be deceiving.
The devil is deceiving.
Mm.
He is good on deception. He will tell you that God doesn't love you. He will tell you that God has got nothing to do with you. He will tell you that you are useless, you are nothing, you're going to amount to nothing. Does that mean that you must entertain him?
Okay. Let's hear what Sis Pindi has got to say first, and then we continue. We take it from there. There's another question.
Good morning, Spongile.
Good morning, sis. Good morning, Tobugazi.
Oh, what a wonderful message and topic. but don't lean on your own understanding.
Yeah.
And then ask God, she'll give the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that the young ones, they were listening to this topic. I love when the pastor said that when the devil wants to destroy you, he brings somebody.
Mm.
So this is so vital from all of us.
Mm.
So may God help us to have a descending spirit to those who are coming closer to us. Some of them are monitoring spirit. They want to know each and every step. How are you living? So profound, so profound topic. Yeah, I've got, because I'm planning tomorrow to encourage the youth of disability. So I've got some other points that I've already taken there.
Wow.
You know, I know that I'm serving under disability as a board.
Yeah.
So I've studied them. You can look in distance, you think that they are disability, but when you get closer, they are so intelligent. So this is the mind that I'm going to encourage them. Guti, there is no one that will disrespect, according to Timothy, their youth. So I'm listening. Very powerful message. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sis Pindi. Let's take a call. Okay, I was taking your call, family. I'm taking your call so you can call in again. I was allowing Sis Pindi to also share with us what is in her heart. I love the fact that she says, I have taken some notes. I'm going to share from these ones. Okay, here's a question. Sibongile, I hear Moruti and I understand that we have to hear from God, ask about everything, and He will direct our ways. So what do I do when there is no time? There is an opportunity opened. How would I know that God, or what God is saying? Okay, Muruti.
What could be urgent in such a way that you can pause and seek counsel? What could be so urgent that you can ask God for counsel and directive? What could be so urgent that it just needs you and you alone? Because for me, that's deception. Can't you pause and say, let me think about this, let me pray about this? Because we end up falling in things that are so wrong because of that, because of the agency. What could be under the sun? The Bible says there's every season and activity under the sun. There's you know, so there's a time for everything. And sometimes we should not take hasty decisions. We need to pause and say, let me think about it, because you will fall into trap if every time you just rushing into doing things without taking counsel from the Lord, because then that tells me that you are leaning on your own understanding, and you are saying, "I'll do this." When do you pause? When do you reflect? When do you calculate? Because in life we need to take calculated actions. When do you calculate if this is right for you, or do you just go by the wind? Whenever somebody proposes anything, anything, you just fall into it without taking calculative measures. You know, it's like somebody who wants to buy a house, and you just see this and like, okay, I want to buy it without taking or doing calculations. Will I be able to afford? Is this far from my resources? Where are my people? Where's my community? Will I get support?
So, you know, so be weary. I'm just thinking about what the family member is asking. So you get an opportunity. Maybe they say there's a job, and you only have one day. You only find out they are closing tomorrow. I'm thinking along, like reading what the family member has written. I'm like, maybe you need to submit your CVs by tomorrow or whatever. So how would you know what God is saying around that time? With that,
remember, it's an opportunity and you've been looking for a job and the job presents itself. Obviously, you will submit your CV, but pray about it after.
Okay.
Submit your CV today and they call you today and you start today. Unless if you are somebody who is hustling and you knock on different doors and asking for a job. And sometimes when you knock on different doors, my assumption is that you are late. You know, remember when we apply this word of God, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. One of the daily applications is that we pray. So daily prayer is important. You start your day with prayer, seeking God's guidance. And sometimes when you want to act promptly, it is because the Holy Spirit is nudging you to act promptly. Sometimes it's not even wrong to act promptly at that time, especially if it's something that you've been asking and seeking the Lord. Mm. And sometimes the Lord might lead you to that door that is actually open for you. That's not even wrong. But my question is, do you take counsel from God?
Mm.
Do you invite him in your daily life activities every day?
Mm.
Do you pray every morning seeking God to order your steps and direct your path?
Mm.
Because if you do that, sometimes you are actually led into an opportunity. Sometimes it's not even wrong. I'm just saying, I'm talking about there are other things like relationships. You can't just decide now and do it now.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? You must seek counsel.
Mm.
But if it's an opportunity that you've been praying about all along, the Lord can present it to you.
Yeah.
But sometimes an opportunity will come and knock at your door. And you need to pause and reflect and ask God, is this the right door for me?
Mm.
Because not every door that is open is leading you to your land of milk and honey.
Mm.
Sometimes you can go. Meantime, that road is actually not for you. That journey is not for you. That opportunity is leading you to hell.
Mm.
So pray about it, you know?
All right.
And yeah,
okay.
So if my question,
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let me take a quick call. Hi, family. How are you? Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
Yeah, Peter Babunkosi, welcome. Good morning. Hoping you're warm.
Good morning. I'm well. I'm Fundis Masiku Ninjan.
Sikona Ninjan, Babunkosi, are you well?
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngani mfundisi wami.
Siyabonga.
Ngoba eqinisweni lonke abantu sizithemba thina, sithembe nabanye abantu. Yabona, ngihlale ngitshela indodakazi yami ngithi uma ngingakutshela into uthole ukuthi iphikisana naloko okuseBhayibhelini, yenza loko okuseBhayibhelini, uyeke leni ngitshele yona ngobe i-final yile evela kuNkulunkulu. Uyabona, sinestyle sokuthi sibheke futhi nokuthi into yenziwa abantu bangaki. Sithi abantu abaningi mos bayayenza le nto. Singabheki ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lona lithini.
What does the word of God say?
Yebo, thina sibheke ukuthi amaKristu amaningi ayayenza. Sikhohlwe ukuthi ngenkathi uMose athume amadoda ayi-12 ukuthi bayobheka eCanaan, i-10 yonke yabuya ikhuluma negative. Bebayi-2 kuphela belathi bakhuluma iqiniso. Kufuneka sibheke iqiniso, singabheke iningi ukuthi lithi. Ngiyabonga mfundisi.
Thank you so much, Babunkosi. Sure, Babunkosi says we like listening to other people and what they say and believe what they say, but not what the Lord says. We forget that even when the 10 spies went to search the land, 10 came back. I mean, the other ones came back, say, like 8 said, no, we are going to be defeated there. But only two came in and believed the report of the Lord. And it's high time that we believe the report of the Lord. I want to do this quickly. Let's listen to this one. Kapile.
Yes.
Goeiemore, Sibongile en Miriam Mashigo.
Goeiemore, mama.
Yazin, you remind me of something. The feelings really can deceive you. It was 20-something years ago. when my boyfriend then left me, and then I wanted to burn the backyard garage where he was living in.
Yeah.
He was renting that garage because he said to me he doesn't love me anymore. I wanted to burn that garage. I planned everything. I took the key from him because he said he wanted to go to work. So I said, okay, leave the key. I will lock after. Because he said, I must just leave now. I must just leave. So I planned everything. And then I said, I told myself, I will just go and buy the whatever I'll be using, and then I will burn the garage because he said I must leave the key in the house, the big house. And then I decided, first I think I must burn the garage. You know, the feelings can be deceiving. It was 20 something years ago. I was not a Christian by that time. I thank God for that because I think the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I don't know why I didn't do it. Oh, now I remember. I remember why I didn't do it. I remember I was thinking of doing this evil. Then I was watching a TV. Then I heard this pastor from Rema. Rema, yeah, from Rema Church, he was talking about God, that nothing is impossible with God. You know, the Holy Spirit made me to listen to the pastor there and then. You know, I love God. You know, I love God. I was not that a Christian by that time. I was doing as I please. But I thank God for the feelings. You are talking about something now, Pastor Miriam. You are remembering about something. You know, you remind me about something. Yeah. I thank God.
Yeah, we thank God. You never bent down there. Yeah. Hey, because maybe we would be visiting you now in prison and you would be sharing and saying to young girls, please don't do that. Please don't break his car. Oh, my. Thank you so much, family, for all your contributions. Thank you for contributing to our topic today. Moruti. We are almost at the end. What do you say after all? Okay. Mam Nicoline, quickly. Hi, Pastor Miriam Mashiko. You are so right about feelings. I know it is important to spend time with God, but I really struggle to wake up in the morning because the blankets are so nice. And at night, I feel so tired. Oh, my. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord strengthen you. It's a battle. It's a war. And so may the Lord strengthen you so that you can also stand up and be able to also be in the presence of the Lord. Moruti, we have to close.
I know. So in daily applying Proverbs 3:5-6 that reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your step. First thing to do daily. Daily prayer. Start each day with prayer, seeking God's guidance for your decision and actions. Ask God to go before you, to pave a way, to lead you, to guide you, to order your steps, to also purge your tongue so that you don't say hateful things to people. Because remember, when you leave your home every morning, you're going to meet a lot of people. And as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, you must always speak life in every situation, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So it's important, number one, to pray daily, put in the armor of God, because you are a soldier going to the battlefield, pulling down every stronghold and every hiding that want to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Number two, scripture readings. It is important that regularly read and meditate on the Bible to cultivate a deeper understanding of God's will. What is God's will for you, for your life, for your family, for your children, for your siblings, for your bloodline? What is God's will? How are you going to know God's will if you don't spend time with the Lord, or reading the Bible. Remember, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Lord was with God, and the Lord was God. The Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you read the Word, you're actually finding and spending time with God so that He reveals His plan over your life. Number three, decision making. Before making a significant choices, consider how they align with your faith, and seek counsel from a trusted spiritual friend, spiritual family, or spiritual mentors, or spiritual fathers. Seek counsel. Don't just make any decision. Don't just relocate and go to Durban because there's an opportunity. Wait, are you called to go there? Is that God leading you? Or are you going to your downfall? You know? Number four, trust during trials. When facing challenges, remind yourself to trust in God's plan, even when it's difficult to understand. The last one, gratitude and acknowledgement. Take time to acknowledge God's influence in all your successes and challenges, fostering a habit of gratitude. When God answers your prayer, don't forget to give thanks and acknowledge it. And testify about God's goodness.
And testify about God's goodness, yes.
Yeah, because I wanted to say, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:11, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Words are important to edify, to encourage, and to encourage somebody. Yeah.
She is Pastor Miriam Mashiach. She's available on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, please call me. No, don't call her at night when she has to be resting and during family time. But 082-391-1318. 082-391-1318. She is Miriam Mashiach on all social media platforms. Ma, we love you. Marike says, yes, my sister in Christ, we need to put on the armor of God daily. God is good. Thank you so much, Muruti. We don't have time to pray.
Amen. May God bless everyone.
AB says a good, best encouragement. Oh my. Thank you for that. But thank you so much, Ma. Thank you. EB is also encouraging family to join with Ayanda in the morning for prayer. Woman, now you have encouraged prayer in us. We love you so much. May the Lord keep keeping
you.
You.
Much.
Have
thank
a blessed
you so much.
One.
Be blessed. And thank you, my babe. Be blessed. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye. We're signing out. Next up, Germany, Yanni Belzer with Perspective. You and I are going to meet again on Friday at 12 uur tot 3 uur, apart to heart. I love you too, Marike, my heart to yours. And I'm signing out, going to play out with the sounds of Juanita, Pastor Juanita Bynum. I will wait for you, but before then, let's go pay our bills. And afterwards, the news with Umvane and Rousseau, then Germany Yanni Belzer with you on Perspective. Love you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.